I want to teach, God helps me today, on the great invitation, the call of God. Mary made a note of this, Brother Ron. In her Bible, she wrote that I preached and taught on this 39 years ago. I'm telling you, time's a flying, Brother Charles. Yeah. How many can say, and I feel it today, we're almost home. Right. Oh, Lord. We're nearer home than we were yesterday. Hallelujah to God. Today, I want to teach on the call of God. How important is it? And what does it mean to every one of us? The call of God. This parable that we're going to read is so important that Jesus teaches it both in Matthew and in Luke's gospel.
Right.
It's important.
Right.
God, I feel him. The call of God is important. Oh, Lord. When we study these scriptures, we'll see in them that the call of God will be the most important thing that will ever happen to you.
Amen.
I want him to call me.
Yes.
I'm glad he did call me.
Right.
He knows your name. He knows your zip code. He knows your phone number. He knows every atom of your being and every fiber of your soul. How many could say, I'm glad today it's not the Lord's will that any perish.
Right.
I don't want to miss heaven. And you raise your little hand and say, thank God for the call that came to me. The Spirit of the Lord knows how to knock upon the heart's door and call a precious soul unto him. I'm glad I didn't turn the call away.
Right.
Blessed. If God calls you, that means he is interested in you.
Right.
Shoo!
Right.
He's interested in you. He cares about you. When he calls, it means that you are important to him.
Yes.
How you respond to his call will be to you a matter of life or death. It'll determine whether you'll prosper and be blessed or you live in defeat and at the end you'll be lost. Holy Lord, how many knows the Lord wants to bless us?
Yes.
How many knows the voice of the Lord means everything in the whole wide world? The Holy Ghost knows how to deal. God's got a voice that's saying, draw near to me.
Right.
Come to me. I'll show you great and marvelous things if you listen. How many knows Jesus said, take heed what you hear. God's still a speaking. The Spirit of God's still a dealing.
Yes.
He's still knocking on hearts' doors. Jesus said in another place, take heed how you hear. Listen, we all can hear when the Spirit of God speaks to the inner man, speaks to the very soul inside of you. But Jesus said, take heed how you hear. In other words, take heed and be very careful what you do with what God speaks to you.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Raise your hand and say, Lord, I want to be obedient.
Yes.
Holy God, I want to be obedient.
Yes.
I don't want to miss this thing. I want to stay right in the middle of his will. Sister Sherry, the safest place you'll ever be is right in the middle of God's will. God is calling every one of us to get in his will. Get right where I want you to get. I've got a purpose for you.
Yes.
Holy Lord, it's the safest place you'll ever be. It's doing God's will.
Right.
Speak to me, Jesus. I believe God's wanting to take us all higher. Brother Ronnie, I believe with all of my heart, God's wanting to pour out the Holy Ghost in this last hour and give us revival.
Yes.
Wave your little hand. God sent us revival.
Yes.
Holy Lord, stir us down deep in our heart and our soul. Hey, take us deeper, Jesus.
Right.
Matthew 22:1. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. It was a marriage feast in honor to his son. Listen, marriage feasts in Bible times in Israel could last up to 7 days. Woo! When Jesus comes and raptures the church out, hey Lord, we're going to be a rejoicing in heaven. Hallelujah. While the earth's going through the great tribulation, for 7 years we're going to be rejoicing around the throne of God. How many's got a desire? I don't want to miss it, Brother Tommy. Hey Lord, when the bride comes a marching in, who are these? Hallelujah, that's clothed in white. Oh, precious Lord. I told Brother Ron, I studied for 2 days. I wept over this. I cried over it. It was a time of celebration, rejoicing, and feasting. The father of the groom held back nothing in preparing his very best for the people who would be there. He lavished his riches for the sake of those who would come and be there to honor his son. How many can say, I don't want to miss it? Hey, I don't want to miss heaven. I want you to know to be called of God to come is an invitation to joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah to God. Serving the Lord is not humdrum. Peter said it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Jesus looked at the disciples and those that were around him and followed him. He said the kingdom of God is within you. How many's got Jesus? I tell you, every kingdom has got a king. Every king has got a throne. And that night on bending knees, when I repented of my sins and I opened up the door of my heart, and Jesus came in and he set up his throne inside of my heart. Give him a wave offering in the house. He is real. I got a piece of heaven already in me, the kingdom of God, and I'm on my way to the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Serving the Lord is not dread. Listen, even though you have your problems, and even though you have your afflictions, and Ronnie the Third, even though the devil comes knocking, accusing, pushing at you, tempting you, still son, the kingdom of heaven is worth it all.
Yes. Yes.
Raise your hands. I'm glad I got him.
Yes.
I'm glad I got Jesus.
Yes.
Holy God, I hope I feel him. I can make it.
Yes.
Because I got him.
Right.
I can serve him because I got him on my side.
Yeah.
The devil's a loser. Holy Lord, I'm a winner.
Yeah.
How many can say the blood is stronger?
Yeah.
The blood still flows.
Yeah.
It still washes. It still cleanses. How many can say today Jesus still forgives?
Yeah.
He still renews.
Yeah.
He still revives and restores. He still lifts up.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. There's power in the blood.
Yeah.
Power in Jesus. Hallelujah. I can make it. I'm on my way to the kingdom of God, to the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord. It's a blessed feeling of hope and gladness in the soul, even when you're going through it. Sister Sheila, there's something down on the inside that keeps you when you're going through it. Man, oh man.
I don't know if you guys feel anything or not. The Lord have mercy, I can run through that glass door right there.
Better open it first.
My goodness sakes alive.
I can make it. I'm farther now than I've ever been. I'm closer to heaven now than I've ever been. Raise your hand and praise Him. Oh, God. I thank you, Lord, for what I feel. And I know it's real. I thank you. Oh, the blessed hope of serving God. Oh, my blessed hope. You'll know it when you're called. God's calling us to salvation. He's calling us to a closer walk.
Yes.
He's calling every one of us higher.
Right.
He's calling. He's called. Listen. God's calling us to sanctification of the Spirit.
Right.
He's calling us to separate us from this world.
Yes.
How many want a closer walk?
Yes.
I want more of you, Lord. When God calls you, you can't doubt it. When the Spirit begins to deal with your heart, when He does, there's just something about it that the tears fill up your eyes and the love of God touches you in your soul. Does anyone here know what I'm saying?
Yes.
How many in the house has felt it?
Right. Amen.
One hand.
Jesus. Man, oh man.
Come on.
Woo! I feel Him all over me. I feel that golden hand.
Jesus. Come on.
I feel the hand of mercy.
Jesus.
I feel His hand of grace.
Yes.
Oh God. How many's tasted of the great love of God?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Nothing in the world could ever compare to Jesus' touch.
Right.
His voice and His love. Nothing.
No.
Holy God, I'm glad I got it. Lord have mercy, 7 pages, I ain't going to get through. Hardly any of this. I told Mary coming down the road, she said, how many pages you got? I said, 7. She said, you'll never get through them. She said, you'll get through 3 of them. But really, truthfully, I got to study, and I figured there'll be a part 2 on this. The call of God, the draw of God, the call of His voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Verse 3, you still got your sword, your Bible with you? And He, the King, sent forth His what? Servants to call them that, say the next word with me, were bidden to the wedding. And they
would not come.
What is it, I want to ask everybody in this house today, what is it that holds people back from coming to the Lord?
Lord.
So what is it? What is it? What's the devil using? What's the world using that holds people back?
Like he said, there's so many things that gets us sidetracked.
The technologies, the ease, the comfort. And we see no need to see God.
Right.
I don't know about you. I'm blessed.
Amen.
And I do make a good living.
Amen.
But I'm not going to use that to slack up on God and say, I've got it made. No, I want more of Him. Raise your little hand. I want more of Jesus. Yes, I do, God.
Yeah.
Brother Ben, I got a nice home. A nice bed, nice table, food to eat. Oh, God. Kayla, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Oh, God. And I'm telling you, God will supply your every need. I believe that with all of my heart. Listen, when He looks inside of you and sees that you've got a heart to love Him and serve Him. He'll open up doors for you that you did not know. Hallelujah to God. He'll make a way to supply your need. Yes, he will. Can you say today, Lord, I'm a trusting in you. Hallelujah. And I'm a loving you, and I'm putting you first in my life. Thank God he'll work everything out. I said the Lord will look down in your heart and he'll work it out. Brother, Brother Charles sent me a picture of that new ramp that they built for you. She was standing out there on that ramp with a big old smile on her face. Can we praise the Lord for that today? Oh, thank you, Lord. I know what it's like, sister. Sheila to pull up to her door to bring her to church. I'd run over there, Mary run over there to the steps, and she was holding on with those crutches, coming down one step at a time. I texted her yesterday and I said, I see the ramp and I see you. I said, the Lord is good, Sister Sheila. I said, you'll never know how many times I prayed for you when you was coming down those steps and saying, God, don't let her fall. Hey, Lord, don't let her fall and get hurt. I tell you, the Lord will bless. Raise your hand and praise him. Yeah, God.
I'm going to put him first. I'm going to live for him.
Yes.
And just watch what he does.
Yes.
Oh, God. So what is it that really holds people back from coming to the Lord? Is it past failures?
Sometimes.
God won't forgive. Is it letdowns?
Yeah.
Is it past discouragements? Come on now.
Right.
Is it a sense of unworthiness?
Yeah.
Holding people back. A failure. No, you ain't. Failure is not in God's vocabulary.
No.
It ain't.
Defeat is not in God's dictionary.
Right.
Not for his children, it ain't.
No.
Woo. Is it the feeling I can't live it? If you got that feeling and that voice is in your head, it's of the devil.
Right.
The devil says you can't. You can't do it, and you can't make it. Hey, Lord. But Jesus said you can do it. Raise your other hand. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can make it. I can do it. I can have victory because I know he loves me.
Shit.
Praise God. Notice the words here. Notice. Close the words were bidden. The servants, and I'll tell you, I spent hours on this digging. The servants were sent out to call them that were bidden. So, Brother Ron, it means that the people, listen now, had already been told beforehand that there is going to be a marriage feast. And they were to be what?
Ready.
Be ready. Be ready.
Ready for the call.
Be ready when the call comes. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Brother Leo, I'm telling you, Lord, when that trumpet sounds, when Jesus descends from the heavens with a shout, it's going to be a shout of victory and triumph. Come up hither, my bride. Come away with me. Come into my Father's house where there's many mansions. How many's looking for that day? Come. It pays to be prepared and waiting for the Lord. Ready. I'm just glad you came. What she said, listen now. The Bible said in Peter that Noah was a preacher of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And yet 7 days.
Nobody listened.
And the flood shall come. The door was still open. Noah preached to them, come into the ark. Come into the ark. And they would not.
They were bitten.
That hurts me. I just sent out a big text, as much love in it as I could, to invite somebody to come here today. They're not here. What would it take?
God.
You know, some people believe, I'll call on the Lord. I mean, yeah. You better be careful waiting too long. That's touchy. You're in this thing.
Mama, you're in this thing. You know why?
Not just for yourself, but your kids.
Son, he loves you. I see it, Mama, Dad.
Yes, he is.
Raise your hand and love him.
Jesus.
Love him.
Praise
you. I'm in it.
Praise you, Jesus.
You're in there with me, ain't you? Oh, God, come. The call of God, come.
Right.
Mom.
Right.
Draw nearer.
Yes.
Draw closer.
Yes.
Don't slide.
Right.
Don't slip now on your faith. I feel him. I feel him. Raise your hand. Oh, God. Oh, God, draw me, Lord. Speak to my very heart and soul, Jesus. I literally love to teach better than I do eat. I ain't just saying that. That's the calling God put in me. Oh, my Lord. Be ready when the time to be called. I really believe in my soul, Brother Ron, the final invitation right now is going out. Brother Ben, it's going out. Brother Charles, it's going out. Brother Bill, it's going out to our families, friends, and neighbors. You better come to God and get ready. Look at verse 4. What's that very first word?
Again.
He, the king, sent forth other servants,
right,
saying, tell them which are bidden, that have already been told, behold, stand up and take notice. Listen, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. If ever I believe the tables are being set in heaven, Sister Sheila, Sister Maria, for the grand entrance of the redeemed children of God, I believe it's now. How many's a longing for it? Hey, Lord, I believe with all of my heart, Sister Kathleen, Brother Terry, I've got a place reserved at his table. I got a room inside of that heavenly mansion. There's more. Hallelujah to God. Oh, I've got a place. I've got a robe that nobody can wear but me. And Lord, I got a crown that only will fit my head. And Jesus has got it for you and you and you and everyone in this house. A crown of rejoicing and a crown of life. Can you praise him? Oh, what waits? And the king sent out other servants again. I'm glad that there is an again and again. You know why? Because God don't want to lose a one of us.
He's knocking at the heart's door again.
Amen. Amen.
He's knocking. He's knocking. He's knocking.
Yes.
All things are ready. Come into the marriage.
Amen.
But they
made
what now?
Made a lie.
Made a lie of it. Made light of it. And went their ways. One to his farm, another to his merchandise, Look at that word again in verse 4. Brother Ron, I think God just takes me out. Again, the king sent forth other servants to call them again. Yep. How many's ever witnessed to somebody more than once?
I have.
Have you? You ever invited them more than once?
Right.
How many's ever had them to promise, I'll be there. I'll be right there Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
I never showed up. Can I tell you, this salvation is so important. Listen to me. That God does not want to give up on one person. He is sending out his royal call and invitation again. And he sent it again. Can you hear him, church? He wants every precious soul to be there. Do you hear him? Listen, I'm coming to you again. I'm calling to you again. Hurry. Hurry. While there is time. I prepare you a place at my table.
Amen.
In heaven's banqueting hall. Everything is ready. I prepared it. You don't want to miss this feast. I'm calling to you. I want you there. How many can say today, I'm so glad God came by my way and he called me.
Yeah.
I know what I realize that I did not merit his grace. A drug addict, God, an alcohol consumer, a filthy mouth, rock music. I didn't deserve his mercy and his grace. I feel God in the house. How many is glad he looked me on your fault and he saw your need? He loved me in spite of my sins. Man alive. Ooh, God. Holy God, I wasn't worthy. Sister Maria, but he loved me.
Amen.
He included me. He did not leave me out. He saw me a soul that was worthy to be saved. Worthy. An eternal soul. He saw me worthy to partake of his goodness. Oh, God.
Yes.
I'd like to ask a question here. I get a call a little carried away. Ask you all, where were you when your call first came to you from the Lord?
Hospital.
Where?
Hospital.
Hospital.
I was in the hospital.
Flat in your back?
I sure am.
Hooked up with life support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord. You would rather went that route than lost your soul, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't have had a chance at that time if the Lord hadn't came on the scene.
My Lord. Where were you, church?
Oh.
Where were you when the Spirit of God came? Ain't this precious?
Yes.
Ain't it sweet?
Yes.
Ain't it so good? Never forget that night. I could never forget it. God dealt with my heart. I came to the altar. He pulled on my heartstrings with bands of love and cords of mercy. Just pulled me. I saw my need, Brother Ben, to be saved because I wasn't going to last long the route I was on. I fell on my knees. I'm glad I answered the call. Raise your hand. I'm glad I answered it. You can't answer. Brother Gary had it right many, many times. He said, you can't answer your phone unless somebody's calling and it's a ringing.
Right.
Nobody's ever heard the ringing in your soul.
Pick it up.
Got to answer. Got to answer. God's got better things, greater things for you.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Where were you, Sister Sheila?
Last time. I was right there.
I remember that.
I remember
it
too.
Yes, you was.
It seems like I didn't feel like I was under conviction. I honestly didn't. But whenever he ate, gave the altar call and everything, I just, my heart just, you know, And I was praying. I felt like I was praying over here. There was something over here I was praying to. I said, Lord, if you give me another chance, I'll serve you. Would you please give me another chance? And I don't know why, but I felt like my sins went up that way. That burden, that lifted. Yeah, I felt that going up that way. That's the only way I can explain it. And I know that the Lord saved my soul. I praise Him for that. Glory to His name.
Amen. It's real. Yeah. Raise Him in the house. It's real. That's the reason Jesus started it all as, like, the kingdom of heaven is likened to.
Yeah.
So He's using the natural to convey what's going on up here in heaven. He wants us to be ready. I'll close with this. My daddy told me several times when I was growing up, well, mostly after I got saved and everything. He said, honey, that's the way he talked. He said, I never really realized that I was lost. Now I'm talking about, listen now, I'm talking about, he worked in the coal mines in the mid-1940s. And the only reason, the early 40s, the only reason that he didn't get drafted and to go into World War II was because he worked in the coal mines. They needed the coal to burn, to melt the metal, to make the tanks and the guns and all this stuff you fight with. So they did not draft him. He said, I never thought about my soul. I never thought about eternity. It never even crossed my mind. He worked day shift, and he said, the man that worked his job on midnight, the very job that Daddy worked, is either 7 miles back under the hills of West Virginia or nine. I wish I had Daddy here. There's 9 miles, maybe. Back under the hills. He said, way back in there. He said, I come to work the next morning. And he said they had the opening of that mine, said they had the ribbons there, and said closed it off. The workers were standing outside, the white hats, the bosses was standing outside the opening of that mine. Dad said he got out and he walked up to him and said, what's going on here? They said, Junior, that's what my dad's name, Wayne Jr., said, Junior, said the very man that worked your job 9 miles back under the hills of West Virginia, said it caved in and crushed him.
Wow, God's sake.
When they cleaned all of that up, hauled the body out, opened the mine back up, Daddy said, I went back in there and had to ride on one of them little rail cars on rails. He said, you couldn't stand up when you got back in them mines. And he said, you had to lay flat. He said, I had my dinner bucket, had my hard hat on. So I got in that little bucket and laid back because the mine, the entrance, you know what I mean? The ceiling of the mine was real low. He said, all the way back in there, felt like, you know, it'd take forever to get back in on my job. He said, when I got back in there, he said, I looked at that place. He said, where that man was crushed, he said, I had the awfulest fear to come over me. He said, Dad started talking to himself, and he said, what if that was me? What if it had killed me? He said, for the first time in my life, he said, where would I go and spend eternity? If it was me and I died and I was crushed, he said, where would I go into eternity? Then he said, when he got out of that mine, he found a church, Ron, and he went to it and gave his heart to Jesus and served God for all of those years. Let's just praise Him one more time. Hallelujah. I thank You, Lord. I praise You today, Lord, for Your call. How many seen something in this today? Have you felt something in it today? How important the call of God is and the draw of God is. I hear Him right now to every one of us, me included. Come on. Come on. I'm speaking to you. Draw closer. Draw closer to me. Hallelujah. May God bless you.